Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Happy Cinco de Mayo!
Happy for excuse for Americans to get drunk during the middle of the week!
We drink margaritas, beef chips. We love cheese.
We want burritos and queso. Now shut up and go more along.
It actually seemed like that would be more clever than it was.
Oh, it was fine.
I know. I don't think our people really expect all that much these days. Yeah. So that's okay. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
What did you do for Cinco de Mayo?
We should introduce ourselves before we get into that.
No, we're still on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, okay.
Maybe people know who we are.
Yeah, but when they get it, it won't be Cinco de Mayo. It will be like...
I know, but we were on the topic. Dias
of Cinco de Mayo.
Dia de... What is it?
Whatever.
No, it's Mayo. Not Dias. It wouldn't be the 10th.
It would be Sunday.
Doce de Mayo. Doce de Mayo. Sí.
Excuse me.
Porque yo recojo un poco de mi español.
Bless you.
Only enough to say, recojo un poco de mi español. That's about all I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have to
say. But my accent's good, wouldn't you say?
If you say so.
See, so high school wasn't a complete, you know, drug-induced...
Yes, it was.
...haze. I picked up some Spanish.
I got enough to, like, start a fight.
Kinda. I can say, like, besa mi culo.
Pendejo.
Or a puta is...
Cállate.
I don't know cállate.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
I learned that while I was in military school, because you had to learn, you know, the kids that were going to military school that were mainly Spanish, because we got a lot of from, like, you know, South America and stuff, so you had to know, like, Cállate la boca, which is shut up and look in front.
Okay.
Especially if you're squad leader.
Cállate la boca is shut up your mouth.
Okay, is that what it is?
Yeah, la boca, boca is mouth.
Oh, okay.
And I know, tú eres sincero. Right.
Cállate la boca, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
When you're squad leader, that's one of the things you learn.
Okay. Yeah. I just like saying, you are big.
I
you sound so dramatic. No, I'm not saying you in general. I'm just saying you had her so terrible. Just got stupid. Anyways, we can introduce ourselves.
Hey, I'm Kinky.
I'm Mighty Bill. I'm the geek.
Yeah.
Pleased to meet you.
No, we have not been drinking.
No.
We did have burritos, so.
Right. Yes. So, you know, that's fermenting in our stomachs and, you know.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I had a burrito. She had nachos. Yeah.
We've got. Shit
no, driving. You know, I've said before. If I'm drinking, not a drop. If I'm behind the wheel.
Yeah, I tend to not really drink and drive. I tend to not drink a lot actually anymore, which is so ironic considering I'm surrounded by booze and come from an Irish family.
Right. Yeah, I don't seem to drink all that much unless there's an event.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
a
convention or party, you know, or just sitting at home, I may have a beer
I make
myself a glass of whiskey. You know?
I spent like a lot of last week just drunk off my ass with all my family shit that was going on.
Yeah.
And that was like the first time I've done that in a long time. And my stomach still hurts from all the drinking I did. So I just can't drink like I used to. I used to be able to just go out and party, you know.
Right.
Go to, like, Backstreet and, you know, drink like a fish and it didn't affect me. And now it's just like, oh, my God, I feel like shit.
That was actually the first club I ever got into was Backstreet.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that one episode. Yeah. Back in the Glorious Gay Days. My Glorious Gay Days.
Yeah,
not yours. You went as a straight person.
I went straight man. Yeah, just going with a group of people. Yeah.
I think
out of everybody that went, there was one gay guy.
Okay. Okay.
So we did have a token gay in our group, we could get in.
Right, and, you know, you keep you from embarrassing yourself too much.
Oh, well, we basically, you know, just standing around looking at the club anyway. Yeah. You know, maybe dancing some when something came up.
Yeah, it's a great club.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it was one of those things that after 3, 4 o'clock in the morning when all the other clubs would shut down, you'd have a line through the parking lot.
Yep.
You went to one or two places. The normal people... the normal party crowd normally went to back streets where mm-hmm. the strippers and bartenders and drug dealers went to anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is why it got nicknamed Any Slime.
Yeah, I went there like one time, I think. But I think it was like kind of too late for even that. I think it was like after I had been at Backstreet all night or something. Somebody was like, "Let's go over there," and nobody was there.
It was very odd walking out of a club at like 7:25 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Totally. Yeah.
But luckily, it was like raining and heavily overcast, yeah. so it wasn't like blaring early Sunday morning sunlight.
Oh no, man! Yeah. I would like go out and it would be sunny, and I'd have to drive home after like you know. I mean, I would try to sober up for a couple hours,
right.
you know, and dance, and I would be, like, sweaty and still kind of hungover and trying to drive my ass home. No, it was not pretty.
That was one of the times when we ended up at any time, we ended up being a 24-hour where the next day that also ended up being the first time I ever went to a strip club.
Oh, okay.
We ended up just killing time and
yeah.
going in at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, on a, 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday mm-hmm. to the Pink Pony.
Mm-hmm. Nice. As one does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've been in that position. You know, what are we going to do today? Let's go to the strip club. Okay.
Yeah, but although nothing is worse than 11 o'clock on the Friday after Thanksgiving, 11 o'clock in the morning, walking into the Claremont Lounge.
Why?
Because like, we could.
Yeah.
It was... imagine Moe's from The Simpsons.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of what it seemed like. That dive bar
yeah.
where everybody that's right. in there is the guys that are doing like shots of rye
yeah.
and whiskey and can't even taste it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it has kind of that vibe regardless.
Oh, yeah, it does. It definitely does.
But that's
considering
all
they don't even, you know, normal strip clubs, you know, you have the DJ and stuff mm-hmm. set up to where the girls go to the jukebox and pick out songs to dance to. Yeah,
awesome. That's kind of great. Yeah, there's just nothing like that.
Yeah. No, there's a lot more better than that, and that just happens to be.
No, but I mean, it's like a unique thing that you know it's very, very Atlanta. You know.
Yeah.
It's
become kind of a hipsters type thing.
Get it Claremont.
Although they did, and I don't know if they still do, but they have stripping karaoke.
Didn't we have a discussion about whether or not it was closed?
No, it still seems to be going strong. They actually do something every so often at there that the photographer that's at all the conventions, Photonome, goes mm-hmm. to. It's like a drink and draw mm-hmm. where they actually have people pay like $10 and they're models in various states of dress. That people go and do like a little life model.
That's interesting. Down.
There's also something else I think they do at the Highlanders, the same thing,
mm-hmm.
where it's like people go dressed up in superhero costumes and people draw.
Okay.
So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they also do.
The Highlander seems to be where everybody goes after the spook show.
Yeah,
yeah
I've been
like
to
right
Highlander
there.
A couple of times. It's one of those places that got really, really cool. Like you can get like tater tots. You can get like a pitcher of tater tots as a side.
Gross.
You know, just like the Vortex has the nachos.
Yeah.
But instead of chips, it's tater tots.
Yeah, I think the Vortex, I think of throwing up.
Yeah.
I told you about the chili dog.
You told me about that, but
yeah, I've just never been so sick in my life. I can't even think about that place or like drive by without feeling a little ill.
I'm sorry, I know you don't like it, but it's not one of my favorite places.
That's awesome. You have fun there because okay.
I'm gonna take you to the one in Midtown.
Well, I've
get
been,
you away from the.
Yeah, I've been.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Dykes on Bikes actually met at the one in Little Five, and so I would go and I would just get like something really harmless like fries.
Right.
Because like they can't fucking poison me with fries, right? But it's still, I would just feel so fucking gross just being there.
Right.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's like once you've gotten sick on, you know, tequila, you never want tequila again.
Right.
Once you've gotten like really good and sick on it. I just can't deal with the Vortex. So we've got, a friend coming into town. We're talking about heading down that direction tomorrow for dinner.
Right. Either that or the really cool Chinese place you were talking about that does the dumplings.
Yeah, that's actually Lee from Need Coffee took Phantom and I there, or had us meet her there.
Right.
That was her find. Chef Lou's, L-I-U, on Buford Highway.
Oh.
So yeah, if you live in Atlanta and you want some really kick-ass dumplings, go there. Oh my god, it's good. And cheap.
Right.
Super cheap. Yeah, we had a great time there.
Which is one of the reasons why I'm saying if we're going to go do dinner, that's my pitch.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, we did decide on that. Yeah. So that'll be fun.
But I'd like to go to Rusan at lunchtime when they have the really super cool buffet. Yeah.
Well, see, I know exactly what I order on the menu. I don't know if I mentioned I took Phantom there.
I don't know if you, I know, I think you said something about taking him there, but I don't know if you've talked about it.
Well, he had never eaten sushi.
Oh, is that, so that's where he had the sushi. Because I remember you putting the pictures up of taking him and having sushi. And he seemed to dig it.
Just, do you remember that picture? He makes the weirdest face when he's getting ready to eat something. He makes his happy, I'm about to eat something face. It's hilarious. And he gets this excited look. Like, yay, this is going to be good, right? It's right. So freaking cute, I can't stand it. What was really funny is when we went for fondue up there in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And
I think you've told the story where he just kind of went nuts.
He would go you'd get that look on his face like he was so excited about this next bite that he had been working on, because you do.
Right.
It takes you a while to get that bite of food. His face would just immediately turn to pain and because it was so hot.
Yeah,
that's pain and horror.
That's the one thing I'll never understand about fondue is, especially the main course, you're cooking. They bring you raw food and you cook it yourself. But every fondue place I know of is ass expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the most expensive restaurants in Atlanta. One of the most expensive restaurants in Atlanta. Dante's down the hatch is a fondue place. It's
it's just about the presentation and the atmosphere. More than anything else. And they do serve, good wines and things like that. But, I get it.
But I would love to take Alicia to the Melting Pot. But, I mean, you're talking $50, $75 a person sometimes, depending on what you...
We spent, $110, $120 easily. But, and it's not that hard to do. I've got two fondue pots.
Right. Oh, yeah, we've done it at home. Yeah. You can find a great cheese, a melted cheese recipe.
Oh yeah.
Online and go to town on it.
Yeah.
It's like,
or chocolate. Chocolate's easy and delicious. Make a dinner, regular dinner, and then have that for dessert.
We've done that. We actually had my ex. We ended up having a fondue party. Someone gave her a fondue pot. And we ended up having the cheese and bread and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then cleaning it up and then doing the. Chocolate, yeah.
Well, see, I would actually do it, and I would do it in three courses, but I would have everything heating on the stove.
Right.
So that once we were done with the cheese, I could go clean it out real quick and then pop the oil or the broth or whatever I had in there.
Right.
And it was a lot less time to heat it up.
I don't remember if we didn't do the cooking. We didn't do the full-blown cooking stuff. We just stuck with the cheese and the cheese and the chocolate.
Yeah, I never did oil, just because I never trusted the sterno to get up high enough.
The worst part of going and dealing with the fondue is the cooking part of the main course.
Yeah.
I mean, the cheese and the I'd go just for the cheese and the chocolate, and then give me a burger in between.
I love the main course. I love the
everything. I could do that if I had to go cut that out. It's like, okay, give me the cheese course, give me the chocolate course, and I'll have a burger in between.
I think the in between's my favorite. So I mean, the chocolate's always exciting, but it's all good. I freaking love fondue. Now I want fondue.
Sorry.
I'm totally full from dinner, but I'm like, fondue. Kick ass.
It just wasn't so damn expensive, but And I saw you found the rock and roll drive-thru, the Monster Batch drive-thru thing.
Actually, who sent that to me is Dindran, from Neat Coffee.
Okay.
She sent that and invited me, so I don't know if she's planning on coming into town.
I know I did something, because I had found it, I forgot where it was, and I thought it was this weekend.
I knew it was sometime in the spring, but I thought it was in March or April.
Right. No, I knew it was coming up fairly soon, but when I first read it, I thought it was May.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Yeah.
The weekend after we're recording this.
Right.
But it's June 6th on a Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm actually going to, since I have enough time, I'm actually going to take that off and finally go.
Yeah, that sounds like a party, and the bands aren't as good as the Drive Invasion.
Right, but this is also the same people that do the Spook Show.
Right. Right, so. And it's, yeah, it does have Blastoff Burlesque is going to be there, so that's going
to
be really
cool. And this is the one that has a really cool, like, 50s and 60s car show with it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where they try to do the whole, you know, kind of retro 50s,
right, the whole theme.
Back in the day. Yeah,
yeah.
And they're doing, Grizzly and Kingdom of the Spiders with this, like, Shatner movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's the one where...
I didn't see the movie.
It's like a small... It's at the very end. It's like two 70s Ecos. It's like Grizzly and Kingdom of the Spiders, which, if that's the one I'm thinking of, you know, I may be wrong. I'm sure I'm sure I'll be told. But this is the William Shatner. He's, I want to say sheriff. Maybe not, just maybe someone in the town, but it's a small town like Arizona or something, where they end up getting attacked by a group of, basically tarantulas end up, like, taking over. At one point, they end up trying to get out, and the entire town has been basically been cocooned by the spiders, and that's how it is, something like that.
It's
Shatner at his best.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
This is like post Star Trek. You know, pre-hooker.
Yeah, excellent. I can't wait. Yeah, and the bands, you know, they didn't, but they're going to be good. So,
yeah,
so I'm jazzed. So yeah, that'll be fun.
Well, I know Joe has himself down as a maybe on the list if you go.
Does he?
Yeah.
God. I need him down here.
He would.
I got to figure that out.
He would so just...
Come for that.
Yeah, come for that anyway. But he seems to want to, because, like I said, this is the same people doing the spook show. And, you know, he's really jazzed about doing that. There's so much going on down here, I think he would just absolutely love.
There is. And he really wants to get involved with a surf punk band.
Right.
And, God, there's such a thriving rockabilly burlesque theme that he could find a surf punk band, like, easily. I need that boy. I need him. Especially with all the family shit going on. So we gotta make that happen.
Right. We need to get him down here anyway because of what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
Just because he needs to meet someone.
Yeah.
He needs to meet someone.
What?
Do that.
Yeah.
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 I was trying to keep it more vague. He didn't
get to come down here and meet someone, like, to date?
No, meet him.
That boy needs to meet someone.
Yeah, I want to get him down here so I can break you two up.
Awesome. Thanks, Bill. You rock, you asshole. Yeah, so I did get him on Second Life.
Yes.
I was showing you some of my dirty pictures. And it's so funny because he was like, he texted me, he was like, I fully expect this to be lame. And he's like obsessed with it. He keeps DMing me all this stuff. And he's like, look what I found. He's finding like bondage beds. And he actually, I'm not going to go into it too much, but I've got all these screenshots of all these sex, you know, places where you can go and have all the sex.
Right.
And he's all hyper about it. I bought him a big cock. Yeah, he's like, he picked out the cock he wanted. I was like, I'll buy you a cock, baby. Because you actually have to buy working genitalia.
Oh, Lord. Like, physically? Okay, now, I meant to ask this, because I know you did say there was something you needed to buy to be able to buy the stuff in there. Like, have to spend real money to get the fake money.
Yeah.
Do you have to actually use real money to buy the working genitalia?
Mm-hmm.
I want to fuck that.
Yeah, no, his cock was like $3.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? We get to have all kinds of simulated freaky sex acts, stuff that we physically are unable to do. It's very exciting.
Yeah, wouldn't that be rather depressing, though?
No, it's awesome. Yeah, so it's, I'm loving Second Life.
Oh.
And, you know, it's like one of those things, after 2 months, we're going to be, like, completely bored with it.
Yeah, I mean,
we're together, there's no reason for it.
In the hole for all this stuff you're buying.
You know what, I could be out watching a movie for way more money. You know, I could go out and take myself out to a movie and spend way more money.
And
I'm, like, hugely entertained with this. And it's really, I have been examining that, because I can be cheap, you know what I mean? I have to be tight, because my finances aren't, you know, wildly extravagant. I have been watching what I spend, but, I had to buy myself a vagina, because you do.
Yes.
And then you have to put it on before you have the sex. And, so my vagina costs about $5. But it's really cool.
Unless your vagina pays you back, that's...
It does. It really does.
It actually hands you money over?
In entertainment.
Okay.
Actually, you probably could. You could probably be a prostitute on
some. I'm sure there could be.
I'm sure it exists, actually.
I want the lady that, the friend that tried to get me on, mm-hmm. and I was on for all of 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just bombed out my computer.
Yeah.
I went over the world myself. I ended up on a road in the middle of nowhere, having no clue where the fuck I am.
Well, I'll show you, actually, when we're done recording, I'll show you some of the cool places I found. Like, last night we went on a hot air balloon ride around this really beautiful, like, pagan grove that I had found.
Right.
Called Guy's Rising, for anyone who's on Second Life. And it was just, you know, we're chatting the whole time, but we're kind of enjoying this really cool view. You know what I mean? It was kind of nice.
Oh,
wow. So, I don't know, I've been digging it. And I have long purple dreadlocks and a lip ring, which I want to get, but just haven't gotten around to.
Oh, right.
You just give me a weird look.
No, just come watch, just watching.
Okay.
Just listening to you talk.
Yeah. But yeah, you have to put on the vagina to have sex, which I thought was hilarious. But there's a button that you push that says come, and then all these white sparkles come from your crotch. And you can pee, which actually is hilarious because we pee all over each other. I don't know why that comes from. It just, he did it accidentally, and then it became a 12-year-old.
It comes from the same place that we get when we become 12-year-olds.
Yeah, it became a theme. And then, buying the vagina was part of a set. Like, you got free nipples, yay, right, that are pierced, which I was like, okay, that part's cool. And you got an ass. Well, the ass shits. And I'm like, that's nasty. Like, why would I want to do that? I like to think that it's a world where the shit doesn't exist. You know? Where we're all just, we metabolize things completely. You know?
Where you don't ever do
that. Yeah, and I understand that's some people's kink. It's not mine. I can get pretty extreme. Not that extreme.
Yeah.
I was like, that's really fucking gross. So, but yeah, actually, it's hilarious. The cock, there are states of arousal, and you have to click buttons. It's great. And then if you do, like, full on, it'll go in stages. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm totally taking Second Life just for the amusement, seriously, more than anything else. But I'm going on tonight. I think I'm going to get a spanking horse. A spanking / fucking horse.
My reaction was that is you could save the $5 and put that towards getting a one in real life.
That's true, but you know, it's kind of like this is what we have right now.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, if this is the best we got. I have a violet wand in Second Life, actually. He gave that to me as a gift.
I have one in my first wife.
I know, because you're that fucking cool.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever. But,
in fact, got someone that's going to be working on the glove that we were talking about doing, like,
that's awesome.
Mail.
Chainmail. That's amazing. Yeah, it's totally on my list. And I actually found out, I did some research, that you can find it as an actual piece of equipment that's used for testing some sort of leak.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's I forget what the part number is. You can actually find just the wand itself with no attachments or anything, or actually just a metal electrode.
Right.
For,
I saw that on
like, $150.
Yeah, because I went looking on, just out of curiosity to see if they had it on there.
Yeah.
On Amazon and saw that.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can buy just that and, like, two attachments, you know, for, like, less than $200. And actually, eBay, you can buy just shit tons of attachments.
Oh, I know.
You can get, like, there was, like, a 20-piece glass set for, like, $30. So there's all kinds of stuff like that that you can do. So.
I know the one place where I found the insertable things, they also do a, kind of a second hand, of some of the glass stuff, which could be any shape. Basically, shapes that have slight deforms may not have the color gas in there was wrong.
Okay.
Or it's slightly deformed, or something like that, but... Where you can get like a thing of them for cheap. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. They're like secondhand electrodes.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, and actually, come to think of it, that may be a leak detector for neon signs.
It makes sense.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I want to say that's what it was. But yeah, so I thought that was cool. So there are cheap ways to get it.
Just make sure
I'll
that
probably
if there's
end up
someone cheap,
the kit,
if there's someone, if there's one cheap, just make sure before you buy it that it's a ceramic core and not a wax.
Right, and if you get the kit too, you've got the nice padded suitcase, which is really cool. So it's kind of worth it.
Yeah, but you can get foam and cut it up yourself too, and make a case of your own if you really. There are cheap ways around. There are ways to get around stuff like that. In fact, again, I think the site that I've been looking at with the insertables has the foam you can buy for it. Because all it is really, like, I want to say it's like gun foam, you know, foam you find. Because my case is a gun case.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, it's one of those ones where you normally put, like, a firearm in and just put, you know, have the stuff you can, you know, put in there.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, but that's so on my shopping list. I swear. We were actually, and it, you know, talking about the spanking horse, I was like, you're going to help me build some of this stuff for real, right? And he was like, maybe. So, I don't know. It's prettier when it's up on the screen, you know?
Right.
You're not actually feeling the pain. Okay, you had a story that you were going to tell me or
the driving thing,
And I told you to save it because I wanted it on the show because it sounded like it was going to be funny.
Yeah, we got, coming back from dinner, we got stuck behind someone driving an RV slowly.
Yeah, like 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, but we kind of figured that, I kind of figured you were just cussing them out, basically.
Yeah,
it looked like they may have been where they were looking for, because they turned into the restaurant that we tend to go to sometimes. Kind of our go-to restaurant where we want cheap and fast.
Mm-hmm.
They turned in there, so I was like, okay. Obviously, they must have. They were looking for this place, and they knew they were getting close, and they were slowing down to make sure they didn't miss it.
Yeah, but that means we were behind them for a good long ways, where they were really fucking slow.
Right, but again. You don't know where you're going because it was out of state tax.
The only thing important is that we were behind an RV that was going slow and had a Jesus fish.
I had a Jesus fish, and I said something about how you were saying that Jesus, but it had a Jesus fish on it, so that was it. And you were, Jesus people drive slow. And I go, no. There's, I found when you're driving and you happen to be either two types of vehicles that you want to try to veer away from because they're going to usually at some point going to do something that's going to fuck you up.
Right.
First group is anyone, and it tends to be female drivers, not to be, you know,
well,
either in the big SUVs or like the Volvo station wagons.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who can't drive worth a shit.
So they have the big car.
So they drive the big car to protect them from the wreck that they will at some point in their life cause.
Yeah.
Not just have, but be the reason, so they can walk away from it.
Right.
Because they know they can't drive worth a shit.
Right. Fair enough.
In fact, that's why I think a lot of times that's why SUVs got popular.
Totally, because of they offer a lot of protection that, you know, like a little Honda like I drive does not.
Right.
Yeah.
And Volvos are just basically large blocks of steel
on
wheels, because I used to drive one.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of, I would say 10 years ago, the third group that you would have to watch out for was anyone in the Honda CRX. Because those were the teenage boys that were driving like fucking maniacs.
But see, this is more of they're driving like maniacs, but sometimes they kind of know what they're trying to drive, But yeah, it's the guys, it's the what I call the too fast, too furious things. Mm-hmm. It's the guys that are in the little souped up Hondas, Toyotas, Acuras, you know, that sound like they're, when they hit the gas, because of the muffler, it sounds like the car has diarrhea.
Right.
That's a manager at CVS said that. It kind of sounds like it's got diarrhea. Yeah. And what's funny is, you know what they're going for, But 9.5 out of 10 of these cars you see, they're all in, like, forms of gray Bondo, where they've, like, kind of shaped the car like they want, but they can't afford to get the paint job. So they're all, they all look, you know.
Well, I mean, the CRX used to be, like, I knew so many guys when I was a teenager who drove those who just wrapped them around trees and, you know, and horrible accidents where they, you know.
Well, they were little sports cars, is basically what they were.
Where they fucked up their bodies.
They were just, you know? They were just tiny. They were,
It was always that they could drive 90 miles an hour in a 35, and they just, they were above all the.
But then again, that's, it doesn't matter who it is. You've got a teenager behind the wheel of the car, and, I mean, it's been proven that your mind really doesn't fully develop until you're about 25. That's one of the reasons why the 18 to 25-year-olds make the best soldiers, is because they don't have that danger sense that older, once you get older, kind of kicks in.
Yeah, fair enough.
So.
You can do that. Okay, so Jesus Fish. So,
the other group is anyone, and not just Jesus Fish, but anyone with some form of religious item or bumper sticker on the back of their car.
Okay.
Doesn't matter if it's, you know, Christian, Jewish, Muslim,
faith that they're,
pagan.
Their deity will protect them.
They will just, I've had too many of these cars that will do some of the most. You know, lanes changes without the, you know, just boom. They have to be where you are. Or speeding through stoplights. Or, you know, just these bizarre.
They're special. They're protected.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 times is usually because the main people who put shit on the back of the car like that tend to be Christian. But it's all faith. It's these morons.
I can see it.
That think because they have faith, they're going to. It's going to protect them from being a dumbass. As Red would say from that 70s show.
Fair enough. I can see that.
I mean, that's just.
Yeah,
the more stickers, the better. But usually, it tends to be the people with like. The warning, this car will be, in case of rapture, this car will be driverless or whatever, It's things like that,
The
more fundamental, the bumper sticker is, the dumber they get behind the wheel.
And you know what actually cracks me up? I don't know if this is a Southern thing, because we are, you know, this is a very religious, you know, the South is very religious.
Oh, yeah.
What I love more than anything else, cracks my ass up is seeing the women, or I've seen guys too, but with the gospel music, praising Jesus, as they're singing
that.
And they're dancing and they're clapping and they're just like in their car and they're listening to something.
It tends to be the ones I've come across have been black females. And they're blasting that shit like
and they're,
it's
they're
thumping
in joyous
music.
Communion with Jesus, and it's fucking hilarious. Cracks me up. Which my sister and I used to, we would like pull up to a stoplight and we'd start dancing as crazy and as funky as we could to see if we could just get people to like laugh, you know, because we were like, okay, we're idiots, you know, and we were like, okay, people will just think it's funny, they'll laugh and go on with their day, right? But they're serious. Those gospel people are serious. That just cracks me up.
I've gotten to the point now, because I don't know what it is, but every so often on a Saturday, I'll get someone wanting to drop off a watchtower at CVS. I'm like, no. I'll flat turn people down.
People used to leave them on my car, and it's I had a pro-choice sticker on my car.
Right.
And I used to wear a pentagram when I would work at the shop when we were at our old location.
Right.
And I don't know if it's somebody who came in and who saw it and who wanted to start leaving that shit on my car. But I would just immediately take it and rip it up and leave it there in the hopes that they saw that I had ripped it up and left it there. Except for the Jack Chick or Click or what are the little tiny ones that were kind of like comics? They're like you're burning
tracks.
In hell.
Yeah, the tracks.
And
they're the ones with the famous...
The moral messages.
Yeah,
and
they have one where, and this is the most famous one of them. Is the D&D will lead to witchcraft track.
Those are hilarious, and those I used to collect. Those, because I was like, okay, this shit's just too funny.
Right.
Yeah, and I had a friend who actually collected them and had, like, a good collection going.
I've read a couple of them, and I know they... I know when
they used to have like abortion, and they would have like this grotesque picture of an aborted baby.
Yeah.
And it was meant to, you know, horrify you. And I was like, this shit's kind of funny.
Yeah, because I think that's the one thing, because Aruka used to work at the Bible Factory outlet.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one thing they had people coming in that they would not carry is the tracks.
Yeah.
Because it's mean.
Oh, totally.
I mean, it's totally offensive to someone who truly is a Christian.
Right. It's us, you know, godless heathens that find them hilarious.
Right.
You know, and collect them.
Oh, I mean, it's just as bad as the, I think there are newspapers in Muslim countries that will have, like, the Jews as pigs drinking the bloods of babies.
You know?
And then they wonder why people...
Well, somewhere I've got, it's so funny, it's a universal thing. I've got a Japanese comic book from World War II where there are huge Japanese men eating American planes with chopsticks.
Right.
And it was propaganda.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, where they were, like, trying to make themselves seem mighty, and Americans seem like they, you know. I've got to find that. That was actually really cool.
Well, that's where my T-shirt came from. The one I told you about that says, that has in kanji, the dirty American devil.
Yeah,
It's from, you know, World War II propaganda stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that's all of what tracks are, really. It's just basically propaganda.
Oh, yeah, propaganda.
It's a propaganda leaflet.
Yeah. It's fucking funny. Yeah, those I would keep. The Watchtower shit.
Yeah, because they'll do that. I'm getting something to eat at. Because every once in a while I'll stop at Quick Trip because you can get a couple of donuts and some coffee cheap for breakfast. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm sitting in my car hooking up my my iPod getting ready to leave, and I have some woman wanting to hand me a Watchtower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, truthfully, those people, like, if they're bold enough to talk to me, I'll be like, no, and I'll tell them that I'm pagan. And if they want to talk about God, that's awesome. I'll talk about the goddess. And I'll talk about, you know, and I'll just sit there and I'll talk with them. And honestly, mostly, they have seemed kind of interested.
Right.
But then they close with, I'll pray for you. And then I'll close with, and I'll pray for you.
Yeah.
You know, which I don't think they think is very cute. But, you know, they do seem, like, genuinely, like, they'll sit and talk to you about it.
There's a t-shirt, hell t-shirt, that there's a picture of Christ behind a bush, and it's something along the lines of, if I'm supposed to find Jesus, why is he hiding?
Or, nice.
It's basically, it's a picture of Christ, like, like peeking over the bush.
Yeah.
Like, he is hiding.
Well, and I like the whole series of Jesus Saves bumper stickers.
Yeah.
Jesus Saves by clipping coupons and shopping on Tuesday, or Jesus Saves Gretzky gets the puck. Gretzky scores.
Yeah, the one that was is Jesus Saves, passes to Moses. Moses shoots. He scores.
right.
Was it Jesus Saves and takes half damage?
Oh, nice. No, I have not seen that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's the gaming one. There's I found Jesus. He was in my trunk when I came back from Tijuana.
Nice.
And I think that was one that was these may have been not ones that got made, but ones that my friends wanted to make, because one was Jesus is my co-pilot, and when he sobers up, I'll let him drive. Because it's one of those things that's like, no, that's not Jesus, that's Jesus.
See, actually, my ex wanted to somehow rig on the back of his car a fishing pole with like 4 or 5 of the Jesus fish hooked on a hook.
Well, I've seen they've got one where they've had the Darwin fish with the eating the Jesus fish, and of course they have the Jesus fish eating the Darwin fish.
Yeah, truth. Yeah,
you know, it's all sorts. My favorite though has been the Cthulhu fish.
Yeah, that's right.
I had a friend, my friend Kiara had bought that one. She also had an old one's fish hunting license.
Okay.
And I think a cultist. Like a Cthulhu cultist hunting license, too.
Nice.
I think were the two ones she had on the back of her car.
Very cool.
Which is actually our friend Mel's car now. Because she couldn't take it with her to Seattle, so she sold it to them for like a bot type thing.
Oh, okay.
He actually got Tucson got Mel driving lessons for her birthday.
Oh.
So she's going to start learning how to drive.
Oh, that's cool.
considering she's in her early 30s and has never really driven.
I can't imagine that.
Well,
I have friends without cars, and I'm like, really?
Well, like, considering she's every area that I know she's lived in has had attachment to some form. Because she's Chicago, oh, sure. Jacksonville, because she went to school in...
Yeah.
She went to University of Florida. She used to live and work in Athens, yeah. And Athens has a bus system, Atlanta.
Well, and I understand if you can't have it or you wreck your car and can't afford a new one.
Right.
I understand that, but, like, choosing not to have a car...
She's a nervous driver.
That's... Yeah, no, yeah. I can't understand that. And it pisses me off because I'm always the one who ends up having to go pick them up. And it's annoying as fuck. Okay. So everybody go drive and stop being such a pain in the ass.
But, yeah. Let's see. Lex had his, on one of his cars, he actually had, it was a shark instead of a fish.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the UFO ones.
When there are pentagrams, the little metal pentagrams.
And if you've noticed, you know, they have the magnetic... rivets.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But if you notice, there are some that will put them sideways. That's because it kind of looks like a fish, and they're doing the whole fish thing.
Oh, okay.
And they actually have made some of the yellow ribbons where the middle has a fish shape to it, so it's both. Yeah, the little circle part where the ribbon, you know, where it'd be the opening top of the ribbon has been shaped into a fish.
Right. That's so just. Yeah, South is fucking crazy.
Honestly, that's just the South. That's just...
People are crazy.
People are crazy, yeah.
People are crazy. But I think there's a larger percentage of the crazy here. I really do.
Maybe that's because we have more of a drive. Because when you get up north, there's not as many drivers. I mean, there are, but you get into, like, New York City...
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. Yeah, there are cars, like, but most people
or
are...
Massachusetts or Maine or...
I'm sure if you go into the same areas, like, what would be their version of the area we're in, you'll see it too.
No, what I see is more, like, rich white people. Like, we were behind that Cadillac earlier.
It was a Chrysler 300.
Okay. And license plate was Connecticut, and I was like, that looks like a car from Connecticut. And you're like, yeah, white people in khakis are going to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pristine white people in pristine khakis, yeah.
Right. And then they're going to, you know, look down their nose at, you know, all the rest of the cars.
Right.
Yeah. Although Connecticut is beautiful. My
I'm sure it is.
It's gorgeous up there. So pretty. Yeah. God, what the hell?
I don't know. We're just kind of, we're just kind of killing time. We go on to finish our movie thing.
Well, there was, it seemed like there was something else, but yeah.
Well, I don't think we had Second Life. We had My Story.
Yeah.
Was there little thing, else? And I think that was it. Yeah, we were going to go on to the movies to finish up movies.
Yeah, because
we still have the 100.
We finished it then.
Yeah. So, on to Zero. Only two. On the Waterfront. And One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, yeah, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Read the book. The book is really good. Okay. And On the Waterfront, no. That's Brando's stuff, and I've just never...
Yeah.
There's only a few Brando stuff I've really seen.
Now, after talking last week, I did download 8.5. And you had said Ingmar Bergman, actually Fellini.
Oh, was it Fellini? Yeah. Okay, it's Fellini.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I knew it was one of those.
Artful.
But yeah, it's one of those stuff, artful, you know, everybody must love it because it's Fellini.
You know, Bergman. I was having a discussion with Din from Need Coffee. We were talking about this earlier about. She had mentioned that one of her friends was kind of a movie snob.
Right.
And there are, I'm not, obviously. Right. Like, if I'm entertained, I'm happy.
Right,
I don't care. I'll kind of watch anything if it has some entertainment value to me. But then there are movies like, and I used Magnolia as my example.
Yeah.
That was a beautifully put together movie. The character development was really intense and really... amazing. There were some themes. I mean, it was a well put together movie. However, that's several hours of my life that I can't get back, and I'm pissed off about it.
Right.
Because even though artistically it was stunning.
Right.
I was not entertained. I was horrified. Just repeatedly horrified over and over and over again. You know what I mean? And I can see the merits of it, but I don't like it.
I guess so that was...
Show me some crap movie that's stupid, right, but has something pretty about it, and I'm happy.
I'm kind of like that with sometimes with our music. And yeah. I can give you my biggest example is the Yah Yah Yahs. Because I kept hearing about them. I saw them right up in Rolling Stone. I'd hear, you know, some of the guys on the radio talk about, oh yeah, and, or I'd see something on MTV talking about them. And then I heard the song Maps. And I wanted to slap people.
Yeah.
Because the chorus is, and I quote, "Wait, they don't love you like I love you. Wait. They don't love you like I love you. Maps."
I don't see what's not to love about that. It's brilliant. Get on board, Bill.
And even the Need Coffee guys are talking about that. You know, they I think they made the reference of the Yah 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 or something about that. On the, well, maybe on the music board, on the soundboard. And it's like, really? Really? You rag on Torchwood, but you're going to enjoy the Yah Yah Yahs.
Well, like, see, kind of in a similar vein as far as like more popular music or more recent music. Goldfrapp has some of the weirdest. God, I wish I could think of a song right off, but they've got like really weird.
I think I may have heard of them.
It's very new wave, new wave. You know, because the fucking 80s are coming back, hurrah.
Right?
But it's. They did that one. I want to ride on a white horse. The lyrics are.
I think I may have heard.
Are ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're horrible, but they're very European, kind of new wavy.
Right.
You know, and they've got a great sound. But yeah, if you stop and listen to the lyrics, you're like, what?
There are a few of them like that, but none of them. Okay.
See, but I'm not a lyric person. I'm like, if it's got to be, then that's cool.
I'm kind of both. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can understand. I can mix the thing like. Some of Beyonce's stuff. Don't really like it, but I can kind of get the music itself. If I can separate her singing away from, like, the beat. Because there's one of them where they were using, like, the marching band drums and stuff, you know, which was really cool.
Yeah.
The beat to Bananas.
Right.
I'm saying. Hollaback Girl.
Yeah.
Fucking hate that song. But the music behind it's not half bad.
Oh, I like the song.
I can't stand her.
It's catchy. It entertained me.
I can't handle her solo stuff. It was like while she was doing all this solo stuff, I was like, please get the boys and do another. Go back with No Doubt, please.
See, I didn't like No Doubt because, Don't Speak was so fucking whiny. I was just like, if I hear that one song one more time, I'm gonna lose it.
I like it, but that's the one that, got really popular, but I prefer all their like their more ska when they stay true to their ska roots.
They did do some
ska. Bathwater. I love
I don't know the albums. I never knew the albums.
That's the name of the song. Just find Bathwater.
Okay.
By No Doubt. It's got this really cool beat to it.
Okay.
Okay, P. Let's see. Pass of Glory.
No.
Princess Mononoke.
Yes. Oh, love.
That's one of the ones I haven't seen by him. Yeah, so I've seen like Totoro, and I've seen Howl's Moving Castle.
I haven't seen those Spirited, two, but I have
and
seen
Spirited Away.
Yeah, I have seen Princess
but I haven't
Mononoke.
Seen Princess Mononoke.
It's good.
Psycho.
Yes.
And Pulp Fiction.
Oh yeah.
Love Pulp Fiction. Yeah. In fact, I remember coming across A&E about a week ago, and they were doing it, and just stopped long enough. Because it was the very beginning between Tim Ross and Amanda Palmer. It's the very beginning when they're talking about the whole robbing thing and how they're making.
Oh, right.
And then they stand up and everybody, this is a robbery, and then it kicks into the opening credits.
Now, did you ever see Four Rooms?
Oh, yes. Love Four Rooms.
That's awesome.
Hell.
It's like one of my favorites.
Anything with Ione Skye topless kind of lights up there.
Oh, and the little cherries. Yeah, I like Tim Ross. Is it Ross or Roth?
Roth, I think.
Roth. Yeah, okay. I like him in that. I like his character.
Well, because they're my two favorite scenes. Real quick. First one is the one with the kids.
Right.
Where In comes Antonio Banderas. He sees the wall. Walls behind him's on flame. Kid's got a cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah.
Girl's got like a bottle. She's getting ready to hit.
No, she's got a syringe.
It's in the syringe. She's getting ready to stab him with the syringe.
And a dead hooker by the leg.
And he's got the dead hooker by the thing. And he just comes in and he just goes,
did
they misbehave?
Did they misbehave? Yeah.
And then the very end of the movie where it is... Thing doesn't light, chops off the finger, swoop, and just saunters
and
out.
He's just moving. I also like where he calls and he's trying to get help from Kathy Griffin.
Yes.
And what is the actress's name? Why can I not remember? I keep wanting to say Alyssa Milano. And she's baked.
Tomei, yes.
Yeah, Marissa Tomei. And she's completely baked.
I got fucked by a coven of witches.
That
doesn't sound so bad. Well, that part wasn't so bad.
That was hilarious. And she's like, I love that movie.
But yeah, even though it was cut up, I had to stop long enough just to watch the scene between Amanda and Tim when they're talking about that. But because it was cut up for television, I knew I couldn't watch the movie because the movie is such foul. Pulp Fiction just has such the...
Oh, yeah, they would have ruined it.
It just doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, that's part of what makes it interesting is that it is absolutely, you know, there are parts of it that are so raunchy.
Right, but my thing is if you're going to censor something, either do the beat or blank, just cut it out completely. Don't try to put a like-sounding word over it. Just
funky.
It's Shaun of the Dead has a scene where they basically showed either the television or airplane version of it, and it's the scene where his roommate Pete comes down when they're drunk and playing with the thing.
Why am I not remembering that?
It's right before the zombies hit.
Okay.
And they've just come back from the bar and they're playing with the turntables, and Pete comes down all pissed off. That's when you find out he's been bitten.
Okay.
But they basically funky is what they kept.
Oh.
Or funkin'. That's what they did.
That's stupid. Yeah.
Yeah. So the extra is called Funky Pete. Then it shows you what it would be like when they cut up.
Okay.
Like that.
That's funny.
So Raging Bull.
No.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
Raise the Red Lantern.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah.
Is that an Asian movie?
Probably.
I'm getting on Safari really quickly.
Okay. Rashomon?
No.
Sounds familiar, but not. Rear Window?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that the one where they...
It's Jimmy Stewart, Broken Leg. He witnesses the murder. He's a photographer.
Yeah. Okay.
Rebel Without a Cause. Rocky. And Roman Holiday. What's funny is I've seen all the Rockies except for Rocky.
I've seen two, seen three, seen four,
I've seen five. I haven't seen Rocky Balboa. But from what a lot of people have said, Rocky Balboa was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw it and just... Again, that probably started my hatred of sports movies. Raise the Red Lantern is Chinese.
Okay.
It's an adaptation of the Nijin 1990 novel Wives and Concubines.
Huh.
Written by Su Tong.
Okay.
So, set in 1920s China during the warlord era for the Chinese Civil War.
Okay. And I haven't seen Rebel Without a Cause. I haven't seen Roman Holiday.
Yeah, Roman Holiday. I'm trying to remember.
I know of it, but I don't really know. Okay, S. Another one of the long lists. Huh. Saving Private Ryan.
No. Oh, war movies again. Yeah.
Such a good movie. Schindler's List.
No, again, war movies.
That's Holocaust movie. I mean, war, but
if it's depressing, if it's in the really fucking depressing genre, I can't deal.
The Searchers?
No.
Sounds familiar. Seven Samurai.
Yeah, love.
Such a good movie.
Love, yeah.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yes, actually, where they're in prison.
Yeah.
Timothy... What's his name?
I know it's Morgan Freeman plays his friend, but it's Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Andy Dupree. Yeah. That's the name of his character.
Okay. Go you.
Yeah. Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
Singing in the Rain.
Yes.
I may have, but I'm not sure. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some Like It Hot. Yes.
Yeah, I think so, a long time ago.
Tony Curtis.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what the movie is, but yeah, I'm trying to remember if I actually got around to watching it.
Sound of Music.
Yeah.
I hate that movie.
Good, thank you. I just...
Spy.
Yeah, I respect
movie.
You even more now.
Star Wars.
Yes, totally.
And Sunset Boulevard.
No.
Another one that I've seen, the wonderful Carol Burnett takeoffs. Yeah. Because they used to do that whole thing where she would do Desna, and Harvey Keitel would be her butler, and they would just—it was another one of their running bits they would do.
Okay,
it'd be different versions of this.
No, it's not ringing a bell.
Let's see. Okay, T. Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't be our age and not have seen
that. Right. That was one of those ones. I think that's the one that cemented my whole theory that there are just some movies you have to see on the big screen.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're just...
It did not translate to VHS.
It's still good. It's a good story, but...
It was amazing.
It's spectacular. Yeah. But then again, I think we're part of the last generation where the movie-going experience was the experience because you really didn't have...
The surround sound.
Well, no,
the high
it was,
def. And,
but it was not just that, but having the access, because, you know, when the whole video rental thing didn't really start until I was well into high school.
Yeah.
So growing up, going to the movies was a big deal.
Right. Yeah, that's the only way you were going
to
see it.
Right. I mean, that was back in the day when you would stand in line for hours to get to see a showing because, you know... You had to, because that was the only way you were going to get to see it.
Yeah. I think the first VHS tape that I ever had was, like, E.T. So around that time is when we got ours.
I don't remember one of the first VHS tapes I actually saw, because it was the first tape my grandparents got a VHS.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing was so back in the day when they had wired remotes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was actually the videotape for the first WrestleMania.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, my grandfather was a huge wrestling fan.
Oh, okay, cool.
And WrestleMania was, like, a big deal, because it was, like, the first, well, one of the first, because actually, pay-per-view, it was the first really big wrestling pay-per-view.
Okay.
Where they did have the local group, NWA used to actually have, like, a big supercard they put on every year called Starcade. But
I
WrestleMania
remember.
was the one that kind of launched the whole huge pay-per-view wrestling market.
Okay.
Where were we? The Third Man.
No.
I've heard that one. This is Spinal Tap.
Yeah. Love!
But this one goes to 11.
Yeah.
That's
where Christopher Guest pulled all of his cast from.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Seeing Stonehenge being under the threat of being trampled by dwarves.
Well, did we see, was there a Christopher Guest on there? Didn't we talk about Best in Show?
I'm trying to see. Let's see, because I know...
I don't think Waiting for Guffman would have been in the top 100 movies you've got to see, but Best in Show, maybe.
Not Best in Show, because it's not in the Bs.
Mighty Wind wasn't.
No, and let's see. Well, then again, we haven't finished.
Okay.
Where was it? It's Titanic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. we've had that discussion.
We've had that discussion.
Yeah, me, yes, you know.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
And Toy Story.
No, I just never cared to.
It's actually a really interesting
like I've
little story.
Parts of it on TV or something, but I just don't care.
Legally acquire it, because you know who wrote it? Joss Whedon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I probably still don't care.
I like the story. It's it's kind of interesting because it does, you know, that whole thing we most kids had where, you know, the the oh my god, my toys come alive at night type thing. And they actually do when you're not around.
That never occurred.
Great voice cast with Tom Hanks and
I was never a toy type kid. I was like, give me 30 books and an art project. And it's funny because I was talking to Phantom about this. Like, I used to carry around a bag.
Right.
Where I would have an art project, and I would have books, and I would have magazines, but I wasn't a toy person.
I was a art person. I mean, I had my toys, but I would be just as happy with a long stick and the garbage can to play.
Yeah, as long as you could be outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I wanted to be inside reading.
You only has one, the usual suspects.
No, I never saw that one.
Oh, such a good
movie. It's Courtroom, right?
It's a twisty crime one.
Yeah, probably not.
But it's really good.
Probably not my thing.
It's got such a good cast. This one I would say break your thing against crime movies because it is such an intriguing mystery story.
Mm-hmm. I'd be more likely to watch that than Toy Story.
Yeah, I would.
Because Toy Story just seems kind of stupid to me.
I would again legally acquire Usual Suspects and give it a watch.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't like it, you can tell. You know, you can smack me.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh really?
Yes.
Can I tie you down before I do it? Can I use a tool?
No.
Can I smack you a couple times?
No.
Can I mark you?
No.
Damn. Well, what's the fucking point? Why would I bother?
I don't know.
Can I tie Leisha down?
Oh, well, yeah, but she'd like that.
Okay, see?
So it's not as much a punishment.
You just got to give me something.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you can tie her down and smack me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay, that works.
Okay.
That's cool. I can do
V only has one, Vertigo.
Oh, yeah.
Another Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Well, you notice Hitchcock's got like three in here, at least three.
Was the birds on there?
No.
Okay.
Psycho, Rear Window, and Vertigo.
Okay. I'm surprised the birds didn't make it.
Well, you already have three, so you might as well.
I had to narrow it down to
right.
He was very prolific.
And W, which is our last part, When Harry Met Sally.
Right, awesome.
I wouldn't say it's one you must see, but it was an enjoyable movie.
It was the scope of the movie and the timeline of it was kind of revolutionary. The way that it was put together. You hadn't really seen anything like that that just followed two lives over that many years and all the different little
incidents. Yeah, I guess so, but...
So I can see it from that perspective.
It was enjoyable, but I would not put it on the movies. You must see before
I would.
You die,
I think I would, actually.
Wild Strawberries.
No, I haven't seen it, but I know there's a band called Wild Strawberries that also did music for the Foxfire soundtrack. And I would put Foxfire on that list.
Wings of Desire...
No.
Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown.
I live that. Why would I want to see a movie?
And The World of Apu.
No.
Nope.
No.
So that's the one that spans, since the beginning of movies.
We're at a minute, or an hour and two.
Okay.
So we'll save the other list for next time.
Okay.
Which, the other list is basically by year.
This one's only between 90 and 2009.
Oh, right.
This one's what they call their modern classics.
Okay.
Because I'll just give you the 2009 real quick.
Okay.
Avatar.
Yeah.
The Hurt Locker and Inglourious Basterds.
No, I didn't see the other two. I did see Avatar.
I've only seen Inglourious Basterds, and that was...
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was a... It's an interesting movie.
Uh-huh. I heard good things about it, and I would maybe even see that even though it was war, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's basically it, but it's more along the lines. It's kind of a remake, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
There was a 19-somethings Italian movie called Inglourious Basterds. It was more of the spaghetti war grindhouse type thing.
Okay.
And this one comes across as, because it's basically you have a group of Jewish soldiers that go behind the Nazi lines and become, you can't really call them terrorists because they only go after Nazis.
Okay.
So,
right. Killing people who are on the wrong side isn't,
No, because terrorism, the best definition I've heard of terrorism is when someone attacks civilian targets.
Okay, fair enough.
Using
whereas violent if it's military targets, it's more of a war thing,
right? This is more. They're basically you're attacking civilians to try to create some form of political change. Okay. That's a terrorist.
Well, see, that's one thing I really like about Tarantino is he'll find a genre that he's fascinated with, and he will really explore it, like the kung fu in Kill Bill, or you know, there were elements of blaxploitation in Pulp Fiction,
right?
But he'll find a genre that he's into, and he'll really go for it, and he'll create a really interesting modern interpretation of that,
right? And that's the interesting, because Glorious Bastards has been something he's been working on since the days of, like, I want to say, like, Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction. This has been something that's been been at his mind for years and years now.
Yeah.
That he just finally got to put out. Yeah. And the guy who plays the Nazi officer who won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor, just the opening scene where, because that's when you first get to see him.
Yeah.
Is just
amazing.
Yeah. Just the tension that is built between him and the French farmer that he is talking to.
Okay. Well, and we've talked about Avatar, which, you know, I've got my opinion. I think it was amazing and beautiful. I think you should totally see it. And
I definitely want to I want to see it for no other reason than to actually form my own opinion.
You should have seen it when it was 3D.
They are re-releasing it this summer.
Cool.
And may get to see it, although I've already got a list of movies. I've got three out right now with Kick-Ass, The Losers, and Nightmare on Elm Street I want to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and Iron Man comes out Friday. I mean, so.
Okay, that'll want to... Although I heard... I was reading something earlier that said that it really didn't deliver like the first one did.
I've also... I think someone on Twitter, on the Twitter list, put up a thing where it was just like... They were blown away. They retweeted that someone said they were blown away by it.
Yeah, see, it just depends on who it is. Because, like, some reviewers are just absolutely, if they hate it, I'm going to love it.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. Is I think the problem with dealing with critics, and that's why I'll listen to people like at the Need Coffee and...
See, I rarely agree with the Need Coffee
Or Cabin Fever. People that I may not fit, you know, but...
Right.
Because, you know, they go in, unlike a critic, although they are critics, they seem to go in a lot more open-minded than some critics, because some critics seem to go in with a set of criteria, and if they don't fit this particular criteria, no matter what the movie is, you know, and that's been my thing, is like, and this is how old that I've had this opinion, is you can't go in with the same crap. Part of criteria when you go in to see Porky's as you do going in to see My Dinner with Andre.
Right.
Because they are two so wholly opposite movies.
Right.
That you have to go in at really I think Widget basically has this thing where you go in with what is the movie trying to do?
Right.
Is it, I mean, if it's trying to be something it's not, that's usually when you don't like it.
Right.
You know, if it's supposed to be a, hey, let's watch a lot of shit blow up, and let that works.
Right.
But if it's a thinking piece that, I mean, is a spitting that takes itself too seriously, then that's when you go, huh?
Right.
I think the best decide is, like, if I'm going in with my brain to shut my brain off, that's great, but if you do something to make my brain wake up, it gets cranky. Because you woke it up, enough. Now it has to think.
Fair enough, yeah.
So.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know, seriously, I see movies as escapism. I want something that takes me out of the gritty, harsh realities of my life.
Right.
And that sounded so self-pitying.
Yes, it did.
It? Yeah, I just want something pretty.
Yeah.
I want something pretty and shiny and sparkly and or entertaining or fun somehow.
Right.
You know, and if it's gruesome, it should be not, you know, this is an actual real medical, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, have you... This one seems to be floating around, which is going to be...
The human centipede?
Centipede, yes.
No, let's not talk about it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I saw a picture of... And it doesn't show anything so explicit except a woman's face from, like, the cheekbones up. And you can see the stitches on her cheeks, and her eyes are just, like...
I found a site called Trailer Station, which it does nothing but run trailers throughout.
Uh-huh.
And I came across that because Night of the Living podcast brought this up.
Yeah, I know. It's
and it was like
talking about it.
And of course, it happens to be a German film.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah. Sick fuckers.
It's like, okay, you already have the poo stereotype, folks. Mm-hmm. Do you really need to do this too?
Right. Yeah. No. That. Yeah, let's let that go.
Yeah.
Just seriously, I'll think about it all night.
It's going to be one of those movies, because I think it's going to be the next Saw.
Yeah.
Where it's going to...
Just be so psychologically disturbing.
Right. And what's interesting is when I finally got to see Saw, it's not nearly as gruesome as I thought it would be, but it was a really good story.
Well, now, see, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it because, again, like... Okay, and again, this is going to sound self-pitying. I don't mean this.
Right.
But I have had so much medical shit in my family. I've had medical shit personally. Medical shit happen with people I love. If it's going to be too much open body action...
But see, that's just it. It's not.
Well, I mean, if it's anything that even vaguely, I just don't want any part of it.
Right.
You know, I've had so many surgeries and everything. It's just like, I just want something that... makes me happy.
From what I've seen, Chew On has gotten worse. But that was the thing about Saw, is it did seem to be very more psychological than, here, look at this!
Now, see, I do like the psychological. If it's scary and eerie and kind of freaks you out, but there's not...
In fact, one of the grossest parts, it's not a surgery thing, it's a gunshot thing.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you know, unless it's a zombie movie, and I don't know why. Zombie movies, it's like, it's so outside of the realm of possibility, I guess, that fantasy level, I don't know why, but I'll watch a zombie movie where they're, like, pulling out intestines and shit.
Right.
I have no issues with it, really, although now I'm thinking about a particular scene, I'm grossing myself out.
Although, speaking of that real quick, and there's a genre I have to start looking at, because everything I've been seeing makes me go... Wait, I need to see this.
Uh-huh.
And it's this recent theme of parody porn.
Yeah.
Where they have, like, this is not the Gilligan's Island, this is not the Brady Bunch.
Talk to Phantom.
Where?
Phantom, he got the Cosby one.
Yeah.
Loves it.
But see, I've seen, like, that one, and they had Attack of the Show showed the trailer for the Batman.
Okay.
And it was a... it was doing the 60s Batman.
Oh,
and it was
okay.
Like, wait, you mean this isn't Batman? You mean at some point these people are going to stop and fuck?
So it was like right on.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I mean, they even got to the point where the Joker they use has the, what's his face? The guy who played Joker in the 60s Batman.
I don't know, but I can visualize it.
The big mustache he had?
Yeah, yeah.
He even has the big mustache in the white face. The guy who's like Frank Gorham's Riddler looks like Frank Gorham in the Riddler.
Talk to Phantom. Yeah, seriously, talk to him because he'll.
And Attack of the Show did one where it was Sex Files, and they went down to the point where it was, you know, they didn't even change the names. I mean, when they went into Mulder's office, they had it all down to the pencils that are stuck in the ceiling.
That's crazy.
And they said that the couple they had playing Scully and Mulder really did look like David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson.
Okay. Yeah, I have. Let me know.
Yeah, I'm about to find some of this stuff.
Keep working on my zombie list, and you work on your list.
Because I've seen that. There's the Star Trek one.
Mm-hmm.
There, like I said, Gilligan's Island. There's Cosby. There's Brady Bunch. There's
Partridge Family. Yeah, any sitcom has one. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go Starship, find a list.
You know the Starship up on Larkspell Swanee? They've got a shit ton of it.
But yeah, I gotta see some of this stuff because I've seen is like I think I have come across a Star Trek one. And it's like the set they're in looks like the set from the episode where
it's not stupid bad porn acting?
No.
Okay.
I mean, but the set looks like the set from the one where they had Ricardo Montalban on when you first meet Khan, and they had those like sleep chambers that they were in. It was that set. It's like
that's pretty cool.
Because what's interesting is there is actually a Star Trek web series called Star Trek Voyage 2 or something like that, and it's basically someone's taken going, basically, instead of doing a new Star Trek or whatever, this is actually a continuation of the 5-year mission, taking over where, and they've got the set, the costumes, I mean, they're even getting people like George Takei and Denise Crosby and Walter Kong to actually act in these things.
You know what it is they've probably done like every crappy one that they need. But they, you know they're making enough money to do all the neat sets, and they're really cool, you know, have actual writers and set designers and things like that. They're probably, they've gotten to the point that people just don't care about, you know, booty backyard, whatever.
Right. Well, number, those are still out 12, there. But no, I'm talking about this one.
They had to smarten it up a little bit or make it entertaining in some other way.
Right. But the, in fact, the guys that do, not the Star Trek porn, but do the Star Trek web series, they come to Dragon Con.
Okay.
And I want to say one of them was actually a set designer on, like, Next Generation.
Okay.
And I think has gotten the rights to be able to do all this stuff. And I think it's what it is, a lot of computer power. But they're doing Kirk, Spock, and McCoy. But they're not doing parodies of them. They're kind of doing their interpretations of Kirk, Spock, and McCoy. And all the other characters. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, that actually is.
Let me know. Yeah, actually start a list.
I have to, and see if I can't see.
Yeah, did you get what I sent you on Facebook?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And I think I have seen several of the movies that are already on the list.
Okay.
Especially some of the newer ones, like Halloween.
You see, I've never seen Halloween.
It's a good movie.
I've never seen it.
Okay,
well, let's watch Halloween, or, you know, I'll watch it, and then we'll talk about Halloween next week.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okey-dokey.
Ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, pretty much.
All righty. Anything else you wanted to talk about?
Boobies.
Boobies?
Yes, boobies. Just boobies. General.
Indeed.
Yes.
And I would say come find me on Second Life, but don't.
Yeah, unless you want to watch or have sex.
No, again, don't. Really. Seriously, don't come find me.
Make the creepiest Second Life character you can.
Yeah.
Have him peek through the window.
No, don't do that. Okay, go to fleshfineheartsphantom.podbean.com and download our fucking poem.
Yes, that's up now again.
Yeah, and I put it back up on Fleshfine too if there's something wrong with the file. So, go do that. And that's it. Be good.
I'll be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.